This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Hey, good Saturday. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. This is Landon coming at you live from Lifeline in the studio with you on a Saturday morning. Listen, wake up, get your coffee, get whatever you need, get your Bible open, get on your phone, get on your tablet, whatever you do to pull up scripture. Once you get to Matthew 6 real quick, let's turn to Matthew, the book of Matthew. We're going to start in chapter 6, verse 6. Get there with me. I want us to talk about just touching God, getting God's attention. We're going to talk about prayer this morning because I just don't think it's there. I don't think people are praying like we should. I don't even think we understand why we pray, what we're supposed to do when we pray, how we pray. How do you talk to God? How do I talk to someone I can't see? How do I talk to someone who you tell me is a spirit? And then how do I talk to someone? Well, Landon, I was in church one day and the guy said, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So now when I go to talk to God, I'm thinking, am I in spirit and truth? What is that even? So let's kind of talk about prayer. Let's just get comfortable with talking to God. Let me tell you something. Nothing's going to change in your life, or you will not have spiritual influence in the name of Jesus on any other thing until you learn to talk to God. You and God have to become tight. When you get tight with God, you'll become right. I'm telling you, things will line up in your world. Tight with God equals right in my life. So let's talk about prayer. We're going to go to the number one prayer we're going to start with this morning. Okay, we're going to start with the Lord's Prayer. Everybody, I think the Lord's Prayer, this is my opinion now, okay? I don't usually do that, but I'm going to do it this morning. It's got so much power in it that Satan was slick enough to get us to come in and everybody learn it when they're little kids and all that so we can recite it. But now we've gotten so comfortable with it, we can rattle it off in a second. And as long as you can rattle something off by memory, you'll never go into the heart of it. Hey, man, you know the Lord's Prayer. Oh, man, yeah, man, boom. You'll just rattle that thing off by memory and you'll never get into the heart of it. So we need to slow down with this one and go, man, what is this? Because there's some real good stuff in here. Let's pray this morning to get this thing going. Listen, if you'd like to tune in, WCNO, go online, get your laptop fired up, get your whatever, WCNO.com, listen live, bam, you're with me right now, anywhere. Call somebody anywhere around the globe, say, man, get online real quick, go WCNO.com, go to the official site, listen live. If you miss us, we are on demand, so give it some time to load. Get on there, WCNO.com, official site, bam, on demand. Listen to anyone you want, been on here for years. If not us, please listen to somebody. You need spiritual food. Just like you need natural food for your body to function naturally, you must, hear me, please hear me this morning. You must have spiritual food, and there is no substitute. You can't go to Winn-Dixie one day and Publix one day and Save-A-Lot one day. With the spiritual food, you can only go to the Word of God as your source. Any other spiritual food won't give you life. It will end up giving you the opposite. So if you want life and you want it more abundantly, just like your natural body needs food to function and stay healthy, your spiritual part of you needs food. The source is your Bible. Get the book out. Open the book. If you ever get in this book and start studying it, slowing down and spending personal time with God, you will be amazed at the life force in these pages. When you only hear about it and never dive into it and search it, you'll never get the riches therein. You just simply won't. Trust me on this. I'm trying to give you some guidelines so that things can change. You can change your life today. You can start by calling here and accepting Jesus. If I did not know Jesus today in this world, where you don't know where you might be, that somebody might walk in and just open up gunfire. I mean, I'm seriously, this is where we've become. We've programmed a society. When all this video imaging and all these things that program your mind came in years ago, we have let our young ones sit and play violent attack, murder games, and they've associated that feeling, that little adrenaline rush, and all that stuff has come upon them through the game. And now their body's getting programmed to want that feeling, to yearn for that sensation. And the image, everything comes in through your eye gate and through your ear gate. The image has become so real, they can't discern reality from fantasy. We got problems on our hands. If I wasn't saved in today's world, I would get saved. Satan is training up an army through imaging of the brain. Now you better get your army together in the spirit, because I don't care how that looks or how powerful that sounded, there is nothing and no one more high in deity or rank than God Almighty. I don't care what it is. The Bible says with God. That's with God now. That's not let me call God and see if he's up. That's with God. That means I am with God. For those of you who are married, if you're with your spouse all the time, that's what it means. Being with, you have to be one with God. You have to be with him. Not about him. There's a difference. Oh, I'm about God. No. Are you with him? Are you guys joined? Is there a union between you and God? If you're joined to Christ, if there's a union, if you guys have a bond and a covenant, then with God, all things are possible. Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, because you gave us that name. You said it's a name above all names. When you seek me, come in my name. You said in John chapter 10, anyone that comes another way is a thief and a robber. But if you come through the door, Jesus Christ, and come to me that way, I'll acknowledge you. I'll admonish you. I'll help you. I will hear your cry from heaven. And I'll heal your land. That's what you said. So we're coming to you this morning in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we're saying, Father, hear our pleas, hear our petitions. Touch our hearts this morning. Open our ears to hear this word, Lord. Lord, I just totally lay myself out there this morning. Please have your way with me. I don't want Landon to creep into these words and influence anything by my thought pattern or my natural mind. Lord, please take my tongue. Take my lips, speak through these lips of clay, the oracles or the things that you would have me say. Take over my mouth and have full control that you speak and I don't err, Lord. I want to only bring the truth that you would have spoken to us this morning so that we all may learn from you and be able to abide and be doers of the word as you would have us do. Thank you for hearing us this morning, Lord. Thank you for being here for us this morning, Lord. Thank you for being faithful always and true to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would like to get saved this morning, you can call here right now. 221-1100. That is the local number. 221-1100. We've made it super easy. Out of town, 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Very easy. Call up here and accept Christ. Call up here and say, I need prayer. As I'm going through this, if the Holy Spirit pricks your heart, when the Holy Spirit pricks your heart, move. When God pricks your heart, move. That's when you just try, he knows what he's doing. He's trying to pull you out of whatever and into something good. But you have to move. You have to be doers of the word. Matthew 6:6, but thou, we'll talk about prayer, remember? We're on the subject of prayer. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, enter into your quiet place, enter into your place, enter into your privacy or your chamber so that you can meet with your God, so that you can get to know God personally. This is not group prayer. This is very specific. When I need things done, when I'm going through sickness in my body, when I've had the devil oppressing me, I need to pray as Jesus teaches us right here. But you, he said, when you pray, when you go into where, and he actually says prayest, which means in the King James, to keep worshiping, to keep supplicating, to keep petitioning God. Prayest means I'm repeating my prayer. EST means a continual motion. It's an action verb on the end of this. So I'm going to continue my prayer. I'm going to continue my prayer. He says, you continue praying and you go to your private place. You get in your closet, you get in your chamber. And when you shut that door, and you've shut everybody out. You're not here. There's no other. The reason he does this is to solitude you with God. There's no other influence in your life. The radio's not talking to you. The phone's not ringing. There's nobody there. You're not praying to show off. Their pride. This crucifies pride for the most part. This stops you from wanting to be an image. This takes the facade away of prayer. You go in your private place where no one can see you, and there's no other motive to pray except, I'm here to get serious with God. I'm not doing it so these people think I have a relationship. I'm not doing it so these people know I'm a good Christian. I'm not doing it so the church goes, wow, he really knows how to pray. Oh, he knows some scripture. She spent some time in her word. Did you hear her pray? No, he said, you're in your secret place, man. You've shut the door. Now you're going to get God's attention. God goes, you know what? When you've done this, when you've shut the world out, when you've taken time, when you've clocked out of life and said, hey, Lord, I'm in my secret place because I need to meet with you. Jehovah, I want you to show up. It's you and me, Lord. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, Lord, this morning. He says, pray to your Father, which is in secret. And your Father, which is watching you, he seeth you in secret, shall reward you openly. That way you can tell somebody else, hey, listen, man, when I was in that situation with the same thing you're in, when I was going through the bankruptcy, I got in my closet and I talked to God. And I said, Father God, you've got to help me. Father God, I've got so many financial problems. Father God, I need your help. Tell me what to do. I listened, I did it, and God brought me out of this. And do you see this house today? God gave me a good job. God showed me how to manage money. God made me over so I was free from drugs, addiction, alcohol, jewelry. I loved all ring on every finger, all this. I'm free from that now. God showed me how to make. See, you can tell somebody else what you've been through when you get serious with God in your private place. You get results. You become one with him and you learn to trust him and it builds your faith. Now, God rewards you openly so that you can expound the kingdom by telling someone else, I've done this. I've proven this. Listen to my testimony. This works. Let me tell you how to pray. Let me show you in scripture what Matthew 6:6 says. Now he says, but when you pray, don't use vain repetitions. Don't get in there and try to impress me with your fancy words. I'm God. That's simply what that means. As the heathen do, for they think in their vain mind that they shall be heard by me for their much speaking. But don't do that. Jesus says, don't do that in Matthew 6:8. He says, be not ye therefore like unto them. Do not be like that. Because I don't like that. He says, for your Father, keep in mind, bear in mind, you're speaking to the God of the universe, the Almighty, the highest supreme order of deity there is. He says, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you even ask. So don't beat around the bush, because God knows exactly what you need before you got there. It's better and you'll get much more respect from God. I'm just telling you what his word says. If you get there, thank him. I always do. I'm just telling you. Before I even start, I'm just like, Lord, I just want to thank you because for this opportunity to even be here with you, to be able to meet with you like this, to be able to talk to you like this, to have a God that listens to me, answers my prayer, meets my needs, hears my cries, and loves me no matter what, is an honor, Father. Now, I'm here today because here's my situation, Lord. He says, that's it. Get to the point. He says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father is Almighty God. He knows what you have need of before you even came there. So he says, here's what you do, Jesus said. After this manner, make this your similitude. Make this your likeness. Model yourself after this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. See, now we've come with a purpose. We've shown up and we've set the stage. We've gone, I'm talking to you, Father. And in case there's anybody else listening to these airwaves, any demon spirits or anything trying to hear my prayer, the one in heaven. I'm talking to Father God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob this morning. He said, hallowed be thy name. That is to make holy, purify, venerate, consecrate, be holy. Your name is holy. Your name is pure. He says, I understand who you are, God. Thy kingdom come. Thy big, vast expansion of angelic host, protection, power, and might come. Thy will, Lord, teach me how to stop being selfish with my own desires. And thy will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. Let us mimic and represent the joy and the worship and the absence of fear that's in heaven here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Give us, and this, listen, if for some reason you don't have a Bible, you can't see good, if there's any reason you're not with me in this scripture, following line upon line and precept upon precept as I'm going through this, I am praying for you this scripture as I'm going through this. This is for you. So if there's some reason you can't follow in the scripture, just shut your eyes and lift your hands to heaven and receive this. Receive this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive this. And for you who can follow in scripture, follow with your eyes, lift your hands to heaven anyway, and receive this, man. Receive this. Receive this, oh Father. Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come unto me this morning, Father. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give me this day my daily bread, physically and spiritually. Lord, forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our due. Forgive us our moral faults. Forgive us what we owe, Lord, as we forgive our debtors. That's a very important part of this. People skip by. Forgive us our debts, Lord, as we practice the art of forgiving our debtors ourselves. As we become doers of this same principle, release us from ours, is what it's saying. You better become a doer on verse 12. And lead us, Father. Lead us. Ready? Lift your hands. Claim this for yourself today. Have a victorious weekend in the Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Woo! When you've got a God that you can pray like that and say, but Father, deliver me from evil. You got a powerful God. For yours, God, thine is the kingdom. Thine is the proper royalty, the realm, the rule, the expansion. And thine is the power. Let me tell you about this word power. This means force. It means specifically miraculous force. For yours, Lord, is the kingdom, and yours is the miraculous force, and yours is the glory. You're the dignity, the honor, and the praise forever, Lord. Amen. Then Jesus goes on here. Check this out. Jesus says, hold on, I got to talk to you now. You just heard that prayer. You prayed that prayer. You just got several things from that prayer. Several things from that prayer. You honored your Father today. You gave thanksgiving due to him. You begged his kingdom, the protection, the rule, the reign, the angelic host to come to worship with you, to minister to you today, to empower you today. You asked for your daily bread of spiritual food today. You asked to learn how to forgive your debtors so that you may receive forgiveness for yourself. Then you asked him to hold your hand and lead you not into temptation, but deliver you from evil. For Father, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Jesus said, that's what you do. That's how you pray. But then he comes back. Jesus, immediately after that in verse 15, goes into the number one prayer blocker. He says, hold on, let me tell you something real quick, though. That's, you guys are so empowered by this prayer right now. It's crazy. But don't forget that if you, bitterness and unforgiveness are hidden in your heart, it's going to block this whole movement. It's going to block this whole action. It's going to block that kingdom from coming and supplicating and joining with you and being in union with you, and you have an angelic host watching you all day and helping you and guiding you and blocking the poison arrows that the enemy tries to fly at you. I'll do that for you, the Lord said, but do not harbor unforgiveness. He said, listen to me. If you forgive men their trespasses, all right, and this word man in the Greek means human being, someone with a man faced. It means not a dog's face or monkey's face, not a chicken's face. It literally means in the Greek, a man-faced person. So this is male or female. This is a man-faced person. If you'll forgive them their trespasses. And if you look trespasses up in the Greek, it means they slipped aside. They fell. They faulted. They offended you and they sinned against you. Listen to that now. They faulted. They offended you and they sinned against you. And Jesus comes immediately after that powerful prayer and says, listen to me. If you forgive men their trespasses, their faults, their error, their offense, and their sin, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. Man, who do I need to forgive? I'm doing it right now. Lord, release me from everybody. Lord, I forgive so-and-so and so-and-so and such. I don't even want to remember it. I don't care. I know that was a great wrong, but hey, man, I'm done with that, Father, because you said that if I'll forgive them, you'll release me from it. If I'll forgive them their trespasses, then you'll forgive me mine. Man, who do I need to forgive right now? Lord Spirit, speak to me. Tell me. Give me names. I'll forgive them right now, Lord. I'm sorry I held that offense within. But then he says in verse 15, if you forgive not men their trespasses, if you refuse to do this, if you go, you know what, monkey business on that, man. I'm not forgiving. You don't, Landon, you don't know what they did, man. That was horrific what they did to me. You don't know what she did to me. You don't know what he did to me. God does. And he said that if you forgive not them their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. I went back to research that word neither, and it said not even or never. That's what it says. In the Greek, look it up. It's number 3756 in your Strong's. It says not even or never. So in other words, let's just put never in there. But if you don't forgive the men, the people, their trespasses, never will your Father forgive you yours. I don't know about you, but I cannot afford to live like that. I can't do that. Unforgiveness, and Jesus went right there, so it's a big deal. Unforgiveness will stop the forgiveness from God toward you. Let's clean our slate this morning, and let's get some prayers answered. How's that? Praise God? All right? We just laid a foundation. You guys had your hands in the air. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer there. Thank you for listening to our plea this morning. Thank you for allowing us to come to you and claim that powerful word in your book. I keep saying it that way because you guys think this is just a book. You get in there and read this thing. You will be amazed. You've never experienced anything like the power of the living, life-changing word. Every other book aside from the Bible, let me tell you this, are fossilized words on a page. They can't do nothing for you. They can't give life. The most they can do is let you dream and let you imagine as you read through and follow the story. And that's it. When the story's over, it's over. This book, the Bible, is the living word of God. God literally inspired men by the Spirit to pen these certain words a certain way so the flow and the ebb would be perfect. It's inerrant. There's no errancy in there at all. I've been through it, man, day and night, night and day. I've looked at it. I've read it. I've researched it. I've studied it. The more you do it, the more it has life. The more you do it, the stronger it gets. It never fails. It's amazing. This is a 10, 11-year journey now. I started in 2005, so think about it. You got to trust me. You need to get in there and do this. You need to start your walk in that word. Start your walk in that word. All right, 1 John 1:9. We're going to start our walk in the word right now. 1 John 1:9. And listen, no one's called here. I'm not pressuring you, but I'm telling you, if I wasn't saved, I'd get saved right now. If I didn't have this good life, I didn't have the joy of Christ in me to make me free from everything in this world that can pull you aside. He's the only power that trumps the world. The world cannot touch God. You get God in you, and you won't be caught up in the era of our ways that are going on today. 221-1100, it's definitely not too late. And fear is not from the Lord. If you're scared to call here, that's not God doing that to you. He's not that kind of God. 1-888-221-8990. 1 John 1-9, we're going to practice it anyway. If you didn't call, do it yourself right now. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, man, if you'll confess your sins to me, he says, I'm a faithful and just God, and I'll forgive you your sins. And I will cleanse you right now. Cleanse you, cleanse you, cleanse you. Make you white as snow from all unrighteousness. Matthew 4. Let's just do that. Take a minute to do that this morning. Right now. Say, Father God, I'm sorry. Here, I'll do it. I'll give you time to do it. I'll do it. Father God, forgive me any thoughts I've had towards anybody that shouldn't be. Forgive me if my eyes wandered off the path for a moment. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me if I had self-righteousness in my heart. Forgive me bitterness in my heart. Forgive me. Prejudice in my heart. Forgive me, Lord. Anything that might have come upon me, bad decisions or bad thoughts towards another, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me that I may be clean. I want to exercise 1 John 1:9 with you right now, Father. I'm teaching you how to do this. As we go through this, learn this. If we confess our sins, you say, Father, in your word, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm asking for that right now, Father. I'm asking for that right now, Father. Please forgive me. My sins today. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen to this. I want you guys to get healed. We got just a few minutes left. I'm down to about 4 minutes, so we got to move fast. When I get off the phone, I mean, when I get off the air, I want you to practice and exercise this stuff. Matthew 4:24. Here's the God you serve. You just learned about God. You just prayed that the kingdom come down and come unto you. Now you just confess your sins that you're clean and ready to receive from God. Here's who you're dealing with. Jesus said, in his fame, went through all Syria, and they brought unto Jesus all sick people that were taken with diverse disease. Ready? You're going to get free from this today. You're going to get made free from disease, torments, and those which were possessed by devils, and those which were lunatic. I don't care if you're having a lunatic spirit. I don't care if you're dealing with devils. I don't care if you've been diagnosed with a disease or if you're in torment over things in life. And those which were lunatic and they that had palsy, and he healed them all. Here's where we're at right now. You need to say, Father, I'm confessing. Here's my problem. I've been diagnosed with this. Father, here's my problem. The devil calls me all the time. I can't stop doing this. I can't stop doing that. I know these things are not from you. They have to be from demons. Make me free. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, because I just read Matthew 4:24, and it told me that when they came to you, that if I come to you, Jesus, that all the sick people were taken with diverse diseases, with torments, with palsies, with devils. They were possessed. They were lunatic. And bam, you healed them. I'm coming right now in the name of Jesus going, I want mine. Lord, I don't want to be like this anymore. I believe what you did on that cross made me free. Real quick, we're going to go to one other verse real quick, then I got to go. We're going to go to 2 Peter 2:24. This is who you are. This is what you have right now. Who his own self, Jesus Christ, bore your sins in that body on the tree. That me and you, being dead to sin, should live unto his righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Take that now. Say that now out loud. Say, Lord Jesus, raise your hand. Say, Lord, by your stripes, the word said in 2 Peter 2:24, I am healed. Say it again. Raise your hands. By his stripes, I am healed. Lord, your word says that by your stripes, I am healed. I receive that. I walk in that this morning. This is a new day for me based on your power and your righteousness. Let your kingdom come to me, Father. I want you to email us this week. I want to help you walk through this. The time's short on the radio. If you want me to come to your church or anything like that, if I have an hour or so to expound this, I can really teach this to you. In the 20 minutes or so or 25 minutes I have, it's always tight. So email me and let me continue to help you get through this. Radio1603@gmail.com. Email this week. It's real easy. Radio1603@gmail.com. Radio1603@gmail.com. Partner with us. Give your offering to your local church. Be dedicated and be faithful to where you worship. Take your tithe to the storehouse, God said. If that's your storehouse, the place you attend, the place you join with, take your tithe to that storehouse. But above that, give extra. God will bless you for giving extra. Partner with us. We're a good one to partner with. It's Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Again, anything you send, we'll pray over. Anything you feel on your heart would help bless this ministry. Anything you feel on your heart would release from you and say, God, above my normal tithe, I'm going to give a little extra this week. Because you know what? I need a little extra in my life too. Let me sow this seed. Let me sow this seed in faith and in joy. And just let me help enrich your kingdom, Lord. The bigger your kingdom, the more I'll benefit from it. So why not help enrich it? I'm going to partner with these guys at Lifeline. Box 1603, I am. I'm going to send it to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, send your gift. Send any financial gift you feel led when you pray about it and the Lord puts it on your heart to Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I will be waiting your email. Radio1603@gmail.com. And it's not too late to call. Jesus wants you. 221-1100. This is Landon for Lifeline. I love you. I'll see you next Saturday morning. How's that? I'll be back in here with you. I love you guys. Have a good weekend. Have a safe 4th. Praise Jesus.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.